The next more organized rain event expected in the Midwest will likely occur Friday and Saturday as a cool front moves southward from Canada and passes through most of the region, ending up in portions of the Delta and southeastern states. This frontal boundary is expected to produce some rain across many areas in the Midwest, but the distribution of the precipitation will not be real even. Some areas will get heavy amounts of rainfall, but many will just see light amounts. It's typical summertime weather, actually, because we will see a lot of areas still managing to hang in there with good soil moisture, while the rainfall in many areas will not be quite enough to counter evaporation. That's something that occurs often in July and August, and we're going to see that continuing as we move forward in time. Those areas that need rain the most are in Iowa, parts of Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri, even down into the Delta. All of these areas are rather dry. There's even some locations in Illinois and Indiana that haven't seen a lot of abundant precipitation here recently, and an increase in precipitation would certainly be welcome. A lot of the rain that comes with the frontal boundary this week is probably going to run in the range of a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch. There will be a number of counties out there that get more than an inch of rain, and certainly the heavier amounts of moisture will be welcome where they occur. But I think the majority of the precipitation will be lighter, and we'll likely see status quo conditions for the majority of crops and field conditions out there as we move forward through the next 7 days. And status quo at this time of the year is often just fine. And in case of northern and eastern parts of the Midwest, that is definitely going to be the situation since subsoil moisture is still favorable across most of these areas. It's only in the west, central, and southwestern parts of the Corn Belt that we have a real serious amount of moisture shortage starting to show up. And it will be important that timely rains occur from now through the end of August, actually, in order to support the highest yield potentials for many of the crops that are not irrigated. The temperatures over these next 2 or 3 days are still going to be rather warm across the Midwest, with a lot of 80s and lower 90s expected. But the cool front that comes in for Friday through the weekend will likely give us an opportunity to cool down again, with afternoon highs falling back into the upper 70s and 80s across a fair amount of the Midwest. There may still be some warmer temperatures in the far southwest corner of the Corn Belt, but I don't think it'll be very significant. We expect the low temperatures at night to fall back mostly into the 50s and 60s across the region, but some upper 40-degree readings will certainly be possible in the upper parts of the Midwest. A return of warmer weather will be rather slow in occurring because there will be a reinforcing shot of cooler air moving across the region as we get into the early to middle part of next week. That frontal boundary will bring another chance for some showers and some thunderstorms and reinforce the milder conditions across the region. When you step back and look at the big picture across most of the Midwest, you have to come to the conclusion that it's still a very favorable environment for crop development in many cases. We do still have to worry, though, about those areas in the West, and it looks as though the pattern isn't going to change dramatically for any of the region from the Delta into Nebraska and Iowa. At least not right away. Now, there will be some stronger thunderstorms possible every once in a while in northern and eastern Iowa, but certainly the southwest part of the state, as well as neighboring areas, will likely continue to be in a net drying mode for an extended period of time. Elsewhere in the U.S., the conditions are still mostly as they have been. The Delta needs some rain. The southeastern states are too wet. The northern plains are doing well with a good mix of rain and sunshine. And the southern plains, of course, have been greeted with substantial amounts of rainfall in the last 3 days, with West Texas getting a big amount of rain here today that will further improve their soil moisture and crop conditions. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.